All right, so everyone, welcome back to nextchapternews.com.
It's good to be back.
For today's deep dive, we're going to be taking a look at a cold case, a true crime case from right here in North Carolina.
Yeah, very interesting case.
It stuck with us for a while.
Absolutely.
We wanted to take a closer look at it, the 1998 murder of Michael Austin Whaley in Castle Hayne.
Yes, so Michael Whaley, just a seemingly ordinary guy, you know, 41
yeah.
years old, family man.
Husband, father of two.
Husband, father of two, right. Daughter, Lauren, and son, Austin.
And his sister described him as someone who loved animals, children, everything. An easygoing guy.
Right, just a very normal, you know, salt of the earth kind of guy.
The kind of guy you don't expect this to happen to, right?
No, no, exactly. And that's what makes this case so interesting, right? It was just an ordinary night, February 25th, 1998. A Wednesday.
Just a Wednesday.
A Wednesday, right. You know, middle of the week.
You know, just another day.
Dinner, you know, cookout at the home.
Had a cookout.
Lynn Avenue. Everything's normal until it wasn't.
So Michael, after dinner, goes outside to put away the grill.
Around 8:30 p.m.
8:30, yeah.
Yeah.
Around 8:30. And just closing up the garage.
Right. And his wife Regina's inside folding laundry with Austin, the son. Lauren's elsewhere in the house. And then all of a sudden, Regina hears what she thinks is a transformer blowing.
Right. And then she hears two more muffled shots.
Exactly.
So you can imagine just that moment of confusion, like, what was that? You
know? Right. Exactly. Is it fireworks? What is it?
Yeah. Yeah. And then she goes outside and finds Michael.
In the yard, by the garage.
Lifeless. Shot at least three times.
At least three times. Yeah. Twice in the head.
And a neighbor heard the shots as well.
Yeah.
And immediately called 911.
Yeah. When Detective Justin Varela arrived, it was clear right away, ambush-style attack.
That someone was waiting for Michael.
Yes. Very much planned out.
Yeah. Now, here's something interesting. Michael's sister Renee mentioned that the light above their shed, the one Michael would usually use when he was outside at night.
Yeah, every time he went out.
It wasn't working that night.
For the first time ever, she could recall.
Right. And the yard was unusually dark.
Plunged into darkness. Very strange.
Like, was that just a terrible coincidence or was that deliberate?
You know? Yeah, it makes you wonder, right? Like, what are the chances?
Yeah. So investigators found three bullets.
Confirming, you know, obviously the attack.
But there were no shell casings.
And no weapon was ever recovered.
Yeah. So that kind of raises some questions about what type of weapon was used.
Now, what happened to it, right? Where did it go?
Right.
But the other thing that's curious is there were no signs of forced entry.
No signs of a struggle.
If Michael was ambushed, wouldn't you expect something?
Right. You think there'd be some sign of a fight.
So this suggests a couple of things. Maybe he knew the person and let his guard down.
Or it was just so fast, so overwhelming.
Right. There was no time to react.
He didn't have a chance.
Yeah. And Detective Ken Murphy, who was on the case early on, he revisited it years later.
Yeah.
He believed Michael probably knew his killer. And Detective Varela later echoed that sentiment.
That's unsettling, isn't it? To
yeah.
think that the person who did this might have been someone he knew.
Someone he trusted, someone he interacted with regularly.
Yeah. And with a lack of forced entry, I'm guessing investigators probably look at individuals Michael knew.
Of course. That's standard procedure. They interviewed family, neighbors, friends.
Tried to build a timeline.
Yeah, piece together relationships, any possible conflicts.
Figure out Michael's routine.
Exactly.
Right. Now, the neighbor who called 911, he was quickly ruled out.
Oh, immediately. He called it in right away.
Well, Regina and the kids were inside, so they were really important.
Yeah, their accounts were critical.
Absolutely. Now, another theory that came up, and this was also mentioned by Renee, Michael's sister, was that maybe the intended target was Austin.
The son, right. He sometimes helped with the grill.
Yeah, sometimes helped his dad with the grill. And Regina just happened to keep him inside that night.
Just a normal decision, right? Keeping her son safe inside.
Exactly. But it might have inadvertently shifted the focus to Michael.
Chilling thought, isn't it?
Just a simple change in routine.
A decision you make every day.
Could have had such tragic consequences.
Yeah. It really highlights that sometimes these crimes can be just random, a terrible coincidence.
Right. But the motive still remains a mystery.
As Detective Varela said, it's a mystery. Why Michael?
Yeah. Now, this wasn't just a case file, right? For Regina, Lauren, and Austin, this was their husband, their father.
The pillar of their family.
Their whole world was turned upside down.
Absolutely.
In 2008, Regina talked about needing this solved for closure.
You can understand that, right? The need for answers.
And Renee, in 2017, she said, it's about justice, not about bringing him back.
Because he's gone. Nothing can change that.
Right. and you think about their home on Lynn Avenue.
It becomes a constant reminder.
Every day, right.
Yeah, the scene of the tragedy just adds another layer to the grief.
But it's also important to remember the community. They haven't forgotten Michael.
No, there's been a lot of support, even after all these years.
People still remember him.
Speaks to the kind of person he was.
Yeah, he left a mark.
So we have this unsolved mystery, and naturally, there's a lot of speculation.
Right. Was this a targeted act? Someone Muckle knew?
A friend? A coworker with a grudge?
A neighbor who was angry about something?
The ambush? The lack of forced entry? It does make you think.
It does. And then there's the broken shed light.
Oh, yeah.
Like something out of a movie.
Was it on purpose? Was it just a coincidence?
You just keep going back to it.
Such a small detail, but it could be significant.
Renee also thought maybe a shotgun was used.
Though the recovered bullets don't necessarily confirm that.
Right, but a shotgun blast at close range.
That would be devastating.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But without the weapon, it's just a theory.
That's all it is.
Now, the new Hanover County Sheriff's Office, they haven't given up on this case.
No, it's not forgotten.
They've gone back, looked at the evidence, the witness statements, multiple times.
2011, 2014, 2018.
Yeah, and they weren't just going through the motions.
They were looking for anything new, any leads.
They've also asked for the public's help.
They have. Back in 2011, Detective Ken Murphy urged anyone with information to come forward.
Even if they were afraid or unsure.
He wanted them to know they could help.
And in 2017, Detective Varela said the same thing.
Hoping that media attention might jog someone's memory.
Might encourage someone to speak up.
Exactly.
And that plea is still relevant today. So if you have any information at all, even if you think it's not important,
anything at all,
reach out to the new Hanover County Sheriff's Office Detective Division.
Their number is 910-798-4260.
You can also contact Crime Stoppers anonymously.
910-798-4280.
And there's a reward of up to $5,000.
Right. This case, it really stands out in New Hanover County.
Absolutely. It's a big one.
You think about that Lynn Avenue yard?
A place where a family should have felt safe.
It's chilling, you know?
It's a reminder that tragedy can strike anywhere.
But the question remains, who was out there waiting for Michael?
And why? Was it personal? Was it random?
We still don't know.
Those are the questions that keep everyone up at night. And this isn't a cold case. Not really. It's still an active investigation.
As of March 16th, 2025, the sheriff's office is still working on it.
They haven't given up. And neither has Michael's family.
They want justice. They deserve answers.
Renee said they need that key piece of evidence.
And it's out there somewhere. Someone knows something.
Even after all this time, a tiny detail, a memory.
Could be the key to solving this case.
It could bring some peace to the Whaley family.
So we ask you, the listener, to think back. Do you remember anything from that time?
Anything at all. No matter how small it seems.
It could be the missing piece.
Michael's story. It's a story of loss, and it's a story of unanswered questions.
But it's not over yet.
Someone out there might have the information that can finally bring this case to a close.
And we hope they come forward.
We hope they do. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the Michael Whaley case.
We'll keep you updated on any developments.
And in the meantime, if you know anything, please reach out.
Every tip counts.
Stay safe out there.
And we'll see you next time.
For another deep dive from nextchapternews.com.
See you then.
Take care.
Bye.